WAFU.
NAWRO, boy, you're early today.
Yes, I am. So, why the hell are my lights off? That's weird. Huh. Must have bumped it with my knee or something. My lights were off. They're automatic, you know, I never turn them on and off.
Yeah, I recently got a new Explorer, and I do the same thing now. Just leave it on auto. For some reason, my old Explorer, I never did that. I don't know why I didn't.
Yeah, this might be one of the first mornings I've taken off when it's still dark. Dark enough for headlights, so maybe I just haven't noticed. Could have been off for a long time. So have you been following the I-beam signing? I know on one of the Facebook groups, a lot of guys are posting, like Grosbeck was posting his picture of him signing, and got all the Dudas all lined up signing.
No, I have not. I'm not in the know. What is going on?
So the final beam they're going to set in the new building, they've got on display right in front of my office. And, you know, they advise you to come there and grab the Sharpie and sign. So I would make it a point to get down if you could. You know, stop in and say hi while you're at it. But I don't think it's going to be there much longer.
Oh, very nice. I'll have to try to make it a point to do so. Yeah, I've been following it a little bit, but I've only been there a few times since the construction has started. But yeah, I didn't know that. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been sitting out there for a bit, and then Ambroyer, we went in a meeting the other day, says, make sure you get out there and sign, and they're going to be setting that pretty soon. So I don't know how long we're talking, but it motivated me to finally get out there. I've been staring at it. So you'll get a kick out of it. I mean to go out there and take some pictures, but it's pretty cool. A lot of your old acquaintances have been showing up to do their thing.
Yeah, we got, Dave's got a meeting on Monday, I think it is, so I think I'll spin by there first, maybe, and see if it's still there, and it might be appropriate for me to put my John Hancock on that as well.
And one of these buses I just went by, it's like they're pulled over and the yellows are flashing, but there's no reds and there's no stop sign out, and it's like, you know, you get all nervous, like, are they going to throw it out? Is it, you know, I hate when they do that. I wish they would just throw the red lights on and throw the stop sign out. Anyhow, I got around them. It doesn't look like he ever threw the reds on. Yeah, I think that would be, I think you're exactly who should be out over there. So, based on who's been over there and who's showing up, I'd say you're precisely who should be there.
Yeah, you mentioned Don's name back in 82, December of 82. He was he was working there, of course. I had to watch 2 weeks worth of training videos with Don talking. I was 22 years old at the time.
Oy, oy, oy. I'll tell you what, he's been a real advocate for us. And he's, sometime when we're offline, I'll tell you some of the stories. But he's been, Don is Don, so there is that. But having said that, he's been a catalyst for making sure people don't forget things, you know, because I get frustrated sometimes. But again, that's left for another time.
Yeah, that'd probably be more appropriate than on the air. Had a good net last night, 7.2. Appreciate that. I know we talked about this before, but are you the one disconnecting when we have our nets, and should we be taking that duty over?
So it's automatic for the Thursday night. Every Thursday night it disconnects. You know, we threw an arbitrary amount of time in there, an hour, 2 hours, something like that, and then it reconnects. So that's automatic. So, but there are plenty of times where you should be disconnecting where it does require me to, you know, have my finger on the pulse. We really need to set up a group of control operators that have the ability to not only connect and disconnect things on that system, but also over in the FBI system. Because, you know, when Skywarn lights up, we should disconnect. And that's arbitrary. I can't set a macro for that. And, you know, and then MyCon fires up. We got to disconnect over on the FBI side. So, you know, we can set up really easy macros to do that. So it's not, you know, not difficult work. In fact, there's a code, a DTMF code to disconnect the 7.2. But yes, we should absolutely have a, I'd like to have like a committee, a subcommittee of, you know, interested parties that want to start getting under the hood.
Interesting we're talking about this, because I was just going to bring this up to Dave on at the leadership meeting on Monday. And, yeah, I'd like to throw my hat in the ring. I already talked to him about maybe next season I could be his backup for McComb's key station for MyCon, because I've got the DMR now, which is helpful. So I'll bring it up to Dave on Monday night at that meeting, and, you know, then I think we could do that. We get some people that are good trained, you know, RPSC people that, you know, they know what they're doing, and Dave can give recommendations, and we'll get a small group together and start taking over some duties.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, obviously I'll stay involved, but like I said, we need to get more people, because there'll come a point where, you know, I won't be able to single-handedly handle all the connection and disconnection as needed. And, you know, right now I've been pretty lucky. I've been able to pretty much handle it. But, you know, the more the merrier, within reason. And, so, okay, cool. That'll be great. I perhaps will, maybe I'll try to make that, or maybe I'll wait and let you bring it up, and then we can set up a, like a separate, figure out who the crew is going to be, and then we could set up a meeting where we can discuss what do we want to do, how do we want to accomplish things, because there's a lot more you can do, you know, so you get somebody that's interested, and, you know, it's crazy the stuff you can do.
Yeah, we even got one member right now, John, who's, I don't know if you were hearing some of the chatter, but he's doing the net logger. It's a Google sheet, that's all it is, but oh man, he's really simplified it and customized it. And, you know, for the guys doing the net, it's making it much easier.
Yep, there you go. So, all right, well, cool. Yeah, that'll be great. Like you said, there's you can have, you know, tail messages, and you can put out messages. You can, you can connect up to, if you know things going on, it's an all-star node, you can connect in to, like, you know, something monitor only, like we did with the Mackinac Bridge Walk, so that everybody can listen to what's going on but not worry about, you know, talking. And so, you know, you could find out that there's some big exercise going on somewhere, even out of state, and say, you know, we'd like to listen to how they're handling that. You can throw it up there. I know hurricane season's upon us, and sometimes when the hurricane nets get going, I like to listen to those. I don't know if that'd be something of interest. They have running, you know, in monitor only mode. But it's just a lot of cool things you can do.
The one I like the most is it should be coming up this Sunday, Jeff, Central Michigan Jeff, not Skywarn Jeff. He gets the HFNet on local here, and that is just so odd to hear the HF signal. And it works. It works really good. I check in a couple of times, and they hear me very well from this side. Quite interesting. I'm trying to get some of the membership to do it just to test it out. I will say that there's a, how can I say this? There's kind of like state big shots from ARPSC on there, and they do invite all hams to check in. But, I got to talk to Dave and see how we want to play that. I mean, we might want just like a liaison to that because you don't want to say the wrong thing there. But appreciate Jeff's, making sure that's available every Sunday night. Quite interesting.
Well, if you're, once you get serious about the emergency communications aspect of ham radio, they're a great group to follow because they do a lot of really good stuff. They've got it really worked out how to do things. Like if you want to do an event like a 5K or a bike-a-thon or something like that, they got all sorts of really cool resources and ideas for doing stuff like that. So I know Max. Max and I serve on some committees together, and he's a good guy. So I know it can be probably intimidating, you know, with Max running that net and all that stuff. But he's just a regular guy like the rest of us. So you gotta, you know, what did they used to say? Just picture him in his underwear.
Yeah, I like to listen when he gives his report, and you do learn stuff. I mean, it was like I checked into Wayne County's net a few days ago, and they didn't even know when the set was going to be coming up in October. They had it the second weekend like it normally was, and I did jump in. They asked for input. I jumped in and said, nope, I think we'll confirm this, but I think it's going to be the first weekend, the fourth, and Max had actually said that on one of those nets, and Dave confirmed it, but I was hoping so because I already had postcards out that listed it as the 4th, and if for some reason we had the wrong date, I'd be in a little bit of a trouble there. I also liked the bike-a-thon that, can't think of his name, up north, Seaman, Big Boss, your friend, he did that bike-a-thon on the APRS data on that. That's amazing how they can do that. I really enjoy that.
Yeah, well, you know, in addition to the APRS, with your radio, they're also running a thing called TrackR. And it's really, really cool. It goes on your phone, so you could have resources that aren't necessarily ham radio operators or if you don't have an APRS enabled radio, and using TrackR, they can be. It's much more granular. You know, it shows you. I've ran TrackR all the way to Houston and back, and you could literally drive along with me on the highway. People would do that. I'd be on the radio talking back on my All-Star note, and there'd be people saying, Don would. Professor Don used to do that. He'd say like, he goes, that billboard you just passed, or something like that. And he'd be like calling out the stuff I'd be driving by on the the Google Maps, and it was pretty. There wasn't a whole lot of lag. It was pretty much right along with me.
Yeah, that sounds almost like a better version of the Glimpse app. When you want to send a glimpse to somebody and they track you, and they even see how fast you're traveling and stuff like that. But member John that's doing the net logger, he's got a routine on there where you click it, and as people logged in, they are projected on a map, so we see where their QTHs are. So I think that'll be nice for the set coming up. It's a dumber version, but it still works because, It's interesting, that technology, how we can apply it to MCOM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that point on a map thing is very handy, because now you can see where your resources are distributed. So help for deploying. It just made me think of, this is only very, you know, tangentially related, but, you know, our dispatch centers now have really good GPS, and when the phone calls come in from people on, you know, they pop up on a map, and it's really cool, because, like, if you have an accident, let's say at, you know, at 16 Grossbeck, you know, you'll see a whole cluster of calls coming in for there, but then you see a call come in from 19 in Garfield, and you know, grab that one, that's, you know, that's not the accident, you know, it just, it really gives you some insight, you know, because, you know, all them calls coming in at 16 in Grossbeck are all reporting the accident, right, and you can give a, you know, you can not miss a heart attack or something, you know, that pops up kind of randomly.
It sounds like that might be part of that enhanced 911. I always supported that every time they had the millages for that. I used to have conversations with Laura P., and her office was right next to mine, and totally different divisions, but it was fun chatting with her in the morning, and it's like, yeah, okay, we need that.
Wow, Laura, yeah. I miss her. But I'll tell you what, did you know Ange? Ange is just phenomenal. Ange and Liz, they're great. So they took over. Angela's the new Laura. So, hey, let me jump out here. I'm at Big Apple Bagels. I'm going to be bad. It's Friday. It's a pay Friday, so I'm gonna be really bad here. If you're going to still be here in a few, I'll be back, and I think the regular morning crew should be just about popping online. After yours, W8FU.
Good talking to you, John, or Sean, sorry. I'm going to jump out, though. I'll be listening later this morning, though. I got breakfast to get to. NAWRO, always a pleasure. We'll talk again soon.
The sweet sounds of GMRS in the morning.
W8PPA, Bravo Papa Alpha, monitoring mobile.
Tom, how you doing this morning?
Oh, just starting the day. I didn't get my morning decaf.
Cool. I just dropped my daughter off at school. Now getting ready for a meeting in a few minutes, and figured I'd call out, see what's going on. Where are you headed today?
Looks like Plymouth and Novi, so... just local, you know, to me.
Yeah, that's very local to you.
Yeah, 3 inspections, 1 service call. Well, we'll see how the day goes.
Hopefully they don't add anything crazy on you and you have to go somewhere far away.
Oh, I don't mind it. I mean, like, if they get done early enough in the day, then you all shoot up to Lansing or something like that, because that's just a straight shot home. And Lansing's only like an hour and a half from my house. Grand Rapids is 2, 2.5, depending on where I got to go.
Well, hopefully it's a uncomplicated day. That would be nice. Get everything done efficiently and effectively.
Oh, I agree. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully it's a nice day.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be windy today weather-wise, but I don't think it's supposed to be bad. Although, it just clouded up, like, real heavily down here, so I don't know what the weather's supposed to be today. We'll see.
Look at a code, make sure the batteries are up to date, and the card readers work, and the door locks are good, and the computer program's doing what it should be doing. That's about it. I mean, I might have one other one in Farmington Hills to fix a couple of doors, but I already know what's going on with that.
Cool. Well, I got to get ready for this meeting. I'll catch up with you soon. I'm sure you'll be in the car for a while. If I have some time when I get out of this meeting, I will call back out, and maybe we can catch up later. It's K-E-8-R-U-H, and I'll be clear on your final.
Alright, have a good meeting. 73 for now, KC8KQ.
Okay, that was my fault.
Okay, so what was it? So I didn't have the volume too low. Yeah, okay. Application submitted.
Oh, I forgot all about it. There you go. Good work.
Yeah, I'll check it on, I guess, probably Monday, and see what. They have any competition.
Shouldn't talk about it until Monday.
Right. Correct. All right. Just want to let you know. Have fun. Talk to you later. APAP.
All righty. Break a leg. Nah, that's not the right term. Oh, well. WAFU.
Break a coax or break an antenna would be better. KCKG of the warning, guys, at 73.
Hey, ACB.
you can tell. My telephone's ringing. I will be back. I'm working today. WD.
WD8KOL, standing by.
WNAQ testing.
W8FU.
KF8DIC. How you doing, Jack? All good?
Oh yeah, how about you? Nice day and sunshine, but it's a little bit on the chilly side, which is okay.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I can live with this. No problem. I think it was under 60, in the 50s, high 50s, when I left the house this morning. All I had on was a t-shirt, so I threw on a hoodie. It was quite comfortable. And right now I'm running around. I've still got the hoodie on. I could do without, but yeah, it's just great weather. You know, just a light jacket at most and, you know, comfortable. I'm out and about right now, but I'm just driving from point A to point B, and then I'm going to be buried in an office building at a computer screen for probably the rest of the day. I got two stops, so I'll have a little drives here. Right now, I'm just thinking about maybe getting some lunch. I don't know. I had a breakfast sandwich, so not all that hungry.
I was excited. This weather doesn't get you that much hungry anyhow. When it's hot, yeah, you do be hungry and thirsty. But when it comes in a little bit chillier, you'll be okay, you know, it levels out. I think so.
So are you going to breakfast tomorrow, Jack?
Oh, I don't know yet. I make up my mind about maybe 8, 9 o'clock. How about you? Are you going to go out there tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, but it's easy for me. It's right around the corner, so no problem. I'll be there.
I just played by it. Maybe at 8 o'clock, I will know anyhow. I will let you know. I might text you or just let you know if you're on the radio or something like that. No problem at all. And now this sound ain't good, Sean.
Yeah, I was on the Warren repeater when I was up in Mount Clemens. I wonder if I was a little noisy when I started out, but I should be real good now.
Yeah, I'm on the Warren repeater right now.
Yeah, well, you're sounding good. I have to see if those guys are still working there. I'm heading there now, see if them guys are still working there, because they were causing that interference we were having last week. Not sure if I'm hearing it on your signal or not.
Well, I can give you a count if you want. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What's the lowest power you can run?
Well, I'm on the medium watt. I'm a little bit away from the mic. But they said if you get close to the mic, you don't sound that good. You got like a hum going on.
Right, right. But can you lower your power?
I can go on a setting, go on low power.
All right. Well, I mean, if it's convenient, if it's not, it's no big deal. But if it's convenient.
Well, it was on 3, and somebody said, no, you're too loud and all that. So I put it down to 2, and I said, it's good. Gentleman said, back up a little bit from the mic. You should be doing good.
All right, so just so we're clear, I'm asking you to reduce your power, not your microphone gain, your power, if that's something you can do conveniently.
Yeah, I'll do that, no problem. I reduce it a little bit more. How about now? Now any better? I'm medium and low.
Yeah, if that's low power, then yeah, it's great. So that's what I wanted to see. So I don't detect any audio change, so I'm thinking you hit the right thing. But if that's low power, we're all good. All right, don't worry about it from here. I was just curious about something. I was hearing a little bit something, and I thought I would be able to diagnose it with a certain level of signal. But it's all good, Jack. We're all good.
It says medium low, so for this 9600, the DYP, that's how it's set up. Low, and medium, and high.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that radio. The medium low strikes me as kind of an odd setting for a power setting. So let's just call it at that, and we'll go from there. Thank you.
No problem at any time, Sean. Anyhow, where are you at right now?
Well, I am in Warren. I am approaching, I think, 13 and Shaner, I believe.
Yeah, but... yeah, you're sounding good. You're really sounding good. I don't know. You know, I haven't seen too much, you know, communication on this frequency. Even the GMRS, I haven't heard nobody out there.
Test. One. Two, three. All right, I'm on my handy talkie. Yeah, 13 and Shana. I'm low power. So, all right. Check.
It sounded good, but it got a little bit of echo in the background.
You are correct.
Sometime the 96, I don't know, sometime it does it both ways. The DB20, I tell you, every time I drive on 75 going like to Square Lake, there is another 3-4 repeaters going out there. I don't know who they are, but that's what it is. I don't know how many repeaters on that section.
Go ahead, Greg.
No, I just saying hello to you fellows, WDAKLL here in Burton, Michigan.
Well, I'd like to say I'm in Ernie, and we got Burton Ernie, but I guess not. Their funding's been cut. How you doing? Jack, go ahead.
Well, good morning, Greg. How you doing this morning?
Oh, it's Friday. A little bit windy out there, but we're doing good. Sounds like you're working, Sean, but good to hear somebody out here today. It's been quiet.
Yes, I am. I am about a half mile from my destination here. And although I might stop and grab a pop or something before I get there. I got some PC work to do. I got to work in front of a PC for the next couple of hours, so it's like, might as well go get myself a drink and settle in. I'm not going to be able to enjoy the outdoors.
can remember my Fridays when I was working. I always went to Wasco. That was my day out there making sales calls. So I'd make sales calls and come home 4 or 5 o'clock and sit in front of the computer till about 7 o'clock putting all my entries in for the week because I'd procrastinate and put them all in at the end of the week. And I hated that. I'd work till 7 o'clock on Fridays, every Friday.
Oh, the trials and tribulations of being a tech.
There's a familiar voice that's usually out here all day.
Since it's still morning, I'll say, good morning, Greg. Good morning, Jet. Good morning, Sean. Go get your soda. KCKJO.
Well, good morning. Let me clear out of here because I'm a half mile from my site regardless. And I'm going to grab a pop here and then I'll be there. So I may or may not jump back in here, but it'll only be for one transmission. Everybody be safe and we'll be back in a bit. W8FU, I think Jack's next.
Hi, Sean. Don't fight with the computer. Take it easy and take care of the computer too. And everybody have a good day. I gotta go outside and do some shredding, you know, all bills. So we'll talk later. KF8DRC.
All right, Jack and Mr. Sean, have a good day. Jack, you need to go electronic on those bills. You don't need to be shredding your bills anymore.
No, they'll mix you up. I tried that. They will mix you up. And you don't know what you're paying, and that's another thing. I don't have time to look at all the statement every day, each one of them.
Roger, roger. You're just like my dad old school. That's all right. You got to do what works for you.
No, Tom is still there, or are you gone too?
No, I'm still here for a couple more minutes. But I get paper statements too for some, you know, for medical bills. But everything else just texts me on the phone saying, hey, your payment's due, and I just go in there and pay it, you know, Edison and Semco and satellite and telephone. That's why I get text messages with less paper, but I'll log in on the weekends and do the normal kiss my money goodbye kind of thing. KCKJO.
Yeah, I think all my bills come electronically except for my taxes, so not too much to keep track of. Consumers, phone. Consumers is good because they got electric and gas, everything all in one, and that's a monthly pay every month the same amount. So I know what that's pretty much going to be. The only other thing is my water bill, but yeah, it's all good.
See, the problem is they want you to keep those paperwork taxes for 7 years. And 7 years, really, you don't think another 7 years, you know, I know you got to do it again. Then they pile up. And I haven't piled up since 2007 till now. Because you never think, you know, oh, let's shred them. It's too late. And I always say, oh, no, you know, maybe next year it's better to shred them. And not only that, you know, maybe there's a mistake on that taxes or something like that. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I do online taxing or tax services, so I get a printed copy after that. And if there's any errors in the thing that I use, the website that I use, you know, that gets covered. But so far I don't have to worry about it because I owe every year. you know, a little bit less here, a little bit less there, because my kids are grown and gone. But water bill, great. I can pay that through the city website, or what I just do is I automatically pay it every Friday. I send them $50 every Friday. That way it keeps me in the black, and so far it's been pretty successful.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I got a new, they come in here and gave me a new meter, Grambling Township. 8,000 new water meters installed, and it's an app you put on your phone, and it shows you how much water used per day, and it'll actually detect a leak if you got a leaky flapper valve in your toilet or a leak in your pipe. It'll detect that and send you an alert, and they're real good at sending you the bill, too.
Oh, we don't have that here. Not in Rochester Hills. Well, guys, go ahead, Tom. Good talking to you guys. I got to do the rest of the shredder before the garbage man comes in. We'll talk later. KFA DRC.
Sounds good, Jack. Talk to you in a bit. I'm just about to pull into my next account, which is around the corner. The first one was a farce. I'm on this one. This one should only take me half hour, then I'll be back on the road again, heading out to Ann Arbor. So, 73, Greg, on your final. Jack, take it easy. KJKJO.
Okay, Tom. Hope you get out a little early today and get back home. We'll talk at you later. We'll be listening. Jack, if you don't want to shred those documents, bring them up here next time you come up. We'll burn them in the old fire pit. WD8KLL, I'm clear.
You're right, Greg. I got two banana boxes filling. All these years, you know, from selling houses and all that, curation, and bills and all that, you know, credit cards and all that, so I got to get rid of. All right, good talking to you, Greg. We'll talk later, KFA DRC.
73, Jack. Have a good day.
KFA DRC, still there, Jack? KFA DRC.
Yes, go ahead. KFA DRC.
Yeah, I just wanted to meet you real quick, Jack. Your call is KF8DRC. I'm KF8DRJ, and actually I got confused for you the other day. Somebody called me Jack, and I thought, who is this Jack? And then I heard you on a net on the reflector, and I thought, okay, you're just a couple of call signs away. So I just wanted to meet you and say hi. This is Doug. I'm down in Allen Park, and it's KF8DRJ. I can't use Detroit Rod, because nothing goes with Jake.
Well, I see what you're saying, yeah. I heard you a couple of times on the reflector, brewing in the morning, yeah. I usually say the KFADRC, but sometimes I say KFA Detroit Rock City, because that's what it stands for. So, anyhow, well, good to hear you, and keep talking on morning brew, and I was out there this morning.
And did you answer? Do you lease your car or no?
Yes, I told Jeff, I said, I really do. I always, you know, go on the lease program since the 70s. This is the way I think. I don't have time to go take a mechanic the car and fix this and fix that and spend out more money. So it'll be right away, you know, it's better to go 3 years or 2 years. I usually take it, and I never drove a car. I always drive a pickup trucks all my life, you know. So I usually just 3 years, 2 years, give it back to them. you know, I don't even know how much it costs to fix the brakes, front brakes right now, on none of the trucks or cars.
Oh, yeah, I get it. It's different strokes for different folks. I was chatting with Dick and some others in the Zoom room afterwards, and he was stunned at the percentage. It was something like 80-plus percent of the responses were no to leasing. And, you know, he said in New York where he is, well, it seems like everybody he knows has a lease. So he was a little bit shocked at that result. But that was a good question this morning. Yeah, I participated in it also.
He's got a reason, because remember before the pandemic, it was not, they didn't have that, what is that, relay or something like that. They couldn't get it. There was no car built and all that. That's why everybody had to do, to buy a car and keep the lease, you know, going, or, you know, buy it again. And that's what happened. But now, you know, it still is not leveled yet. But it'll probably be leveled, you know. And you know what? I like to get in the car every 2 years. Why not? You know, I mean, we live all at once. We don't live like 100 years or 30 or 200 years. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, I get it. And I do remember that. I didn't think about that until you just said it. I think it was chips. Wasn't it some kind of chip? It really altered what people were able to do or plan on doing. Wow. Yeah, I didn't even remember that until you just said it. So, yeah, that was a thing. KFATRJ.
You know what? It was in a chip. They couldn't get it. And you know what? It changed everything, too. I don't know if you remember that or not. What happened, you know, the car go back to the dealer and all that, and you don't make no money. But some people said, okay, if I buy the car right now, it's going to make more money. And that's what happened. That threw everybody off, you know. Like if you had a pickup truck, you could have got $5,000 or $7,000 more, even if you lease it. Because that's all you have to do. Call them and say, hey, I want to buy it, and they tell you, go ahead. But when you want to sell it right away, you know what I mean, you had that value, more money coming into you. And that's what happened to a lot of people.
So you think that encouraged people that were in leases to buy them out, or just to get in one in the first place?
To buy them out. That way they'll make that money, and they can go turn around and put some money in the front, you know. Because look at right now, everybody asking $2,000 down payment, you know, and that's what happened.
Yep, that makes sense for sure. And like I said, never even thought about it until you said that. The pandemic affected a whole lot of stuff. Well, I got a scoot. I got a couple dogs I got to feed at 12, or they start nibbling at my ankles. So just wanted to meet you and say hello, and I'm sure I'll catch you on the frequency somewhere again in the future. But, yeah, I, like I said, I got confused for you the other day. I said, what? I said, oh, I know who they're talking about. So, anyway, nice to meet you. We'll chat again, I'm sure, 7:30. Have a good day. KFATRJ.
Hey, good talking to you. We'll talk again. Now I know you are, everything else. No problem at all. Take care and have a good day. KFATRJ, KFATRC. Yeah.
you end up.
Testing. Loud and clear, sir. Any mobile, same as.
Thank you. Just setting up a new transmitter. Thanks for coming back. K8ACW, clear.
No problem. Any mobile.
W8FU from NA10M.
W4XED, this is W3LNF.
KF8CWF.
There, KFA-DIC. Yes, sir, Jack, it's me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's just a little bit, a lot of sweating to do. That's what I'm doing right now. But I figure, take a little nap after that.
Well, I gotta go home and take care of the pool. Maybe I'll go get the chemicals and I'll work on closing it up this weekend because I don't see it using it much. The wife doesn't like it when the water gets cold like this.
Yeah, my daughter, same thing. She says it's getting cold a little bit and there's nobody going in. I mean, she got three kids and they ain't where to go, but they don't want to go anymore, like this year is a little bit different.
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, we used to go in until it hit the temperature in the pool went to under 60 degrees. We'd sit there with our teeth chattering, but we were in the pool having fun. Yeah, no, I'm older, supposedly I'm wiser, and I'm going to shut it down. I can't wait, not wait until it gets much colder.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I was shut it down too. It's just not there no more, the weather. I mean, look at now, it's wind blowing, cold air.
Well, this isn't so bad, but like I said, it's all what we can tolerate. I haven't gotten to the point where pissed. I would ride my bike without a jacket on, my motorcycle, but, yeah, I'll ride until it gets into the 40s before I put the motorcycle away.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you're right about that. You just got off of work, right? You got to work tomorrow, too?
Yes, I do have to work tomorrow. And it's looking like it's going to be more Saturdays than I care for, but I got to take the money while they're giving it to me right now.
I would do that any time, really, work on Saturdays, but, you know, I mean, really, you're not missing anything, you really, you know, just like you go sit there, and I know you like your friends and everything else, but you're not missing too much out there anyhow.
Yeah, well, in the next week or two, I'll take one off, because I don't like working all four in a month, if I can help it, and, yeah. Yeah, every once in a while, you just got to take the time off and relax.
Yeah, you're right, you know, not all the time, but sometimes you got to take off, you know, friend, because really, when I used to work, you know, sometimes the plan gets to you because you're going there for 8 hours, You're looking at the same people in the same wall and the same equipment. That's why.
Well, it gets old seeing the same walls day in and day out. And there are days that I see the walls inside work more than I see the walls inside my house. So, anyway, Jack, I'm pulling up at the house. So I'm gonna jump on out of here. I gotta discuss a few things with the wife real quick.
All right. Go ahead and take care. You have a good day. We'll talk later. That was the good thing. Take care. Take care, baby. DRC.
'73 is Jack. Enjoy the rest of this day. KF8 CWF, I'm clear.
Oh, well, I know who's out there. That's Noor. KF8DRC. How you doing? I didn't hear you at all out there.
KF8DRC. Jack, I heard you doing. I actually had a minute to say hi. How about that?
Oh, I'm glad to hear you out there. I really do. You know, I haven't heard you out there in a long, long, long time. How you doing? You doing good?
I'm busy, Jack, so that is it's if I'm busy, that means I get a little bit of money at the end of the week, so that's always, it's better than nothing.
Oh, you're right about that, better than nothing, really. Something better than nothing, that's always is the best thing to do.
How are you doing, Jack? You getting ready for fall? And I like you. I'm not, but I need to be talking to you.
I'm trying to get a couple of things done here before the fall, but I can't finish them all because every time I turn around, there's something here has to be done, or cutting the grass, or, you know, picking up some, because I plant a couple of vegetables, and picking up this, and the homework, and all that, and the garage work. It takes a little time, but, I finally might be able to catch up with it.
Oh, yeah, I know that. It gets to be this time of year, and the list is longer than what you can get to, and you just have to pick what seems to be most important and
off the other hangs in there until you can get to it again.
Yeah, you're right about that. Anyhow, well, keep in touch. You take care. All right? And I'll listen out on KFATIC.
KFATIC. All right. You can take care of yourself out there, and I'll give you a shout out when I see you more often. How about that? Show you it's been a while.
Oh, anytime, Thor. Anytime, really. Anytime you like. I'm always monitoring this here and at 675. So anytime, don't have no problem with that. All right, buddy. Take care. KFATIC.
AENOR, go ahead. I didn't catch your call.
KE8NOR, this is N8WJL.
We just landed. Jay, I haven't heard you in forever either. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, but I can say the same about you. I haven't heard you in a while there. As a matter of fact, the last time I heard from you, I think, is when our buddy passed away.
That's affirmative. I got scared for that after that. I just didn't feel like too much out on the radio. And then somebody put me to work. They gave me a job, Jay.
I'm not out here when the traffic's happening, don't. Well, I don't know where you are, Nora, or what kind of radio you're talking on, but it's a whole lot of static and it sounds like you're far away from the machine or something.
Roger that, Jay. Well, I'll sign out then. This one comes and goes on me, so it sounds like it's gone on me, so I'll catch you later. 38NOR.
Well, you sound good that time. I don't know what's going on. Are you mobile?
No, I'm not mobile. It's a portable, but it's been sitting in exactly the same spot on the desk the whole time, so I don't know what shifts around, but something does.
Got it. Okay. Well, I'll let you go. It's nice talking to you and nice hearing from you. So I'll say 73 for now. This is November 8th, Whiskey Juliet Lima.
November 8th, WJL. 7-3, man. Talk to you later. Good hearing from you, too. Thank you, NOR.
KFABFB.
Get a grip. Are you at the KJO Cabana?
Not yet. What's going on?
Just sitting here at the Culver drive-thru, waiting to place my order. I just did battle with the evil BP monster with their new app, and I'm frustrated.
Oh, what's the big EVO number on your side view mirror? It says, your number 453. We'll be out with you in a second.
If I have to drop abruptly, it's because I'm up to the order window. But, no, I let my BJ's expire, so I no longer go there for gas. And I didn't sign up for Sam's or Costco, because we don't use that kind of service enough. So I was trying to figure out what I was going to do for gas as an alternative. And BP's got this pretty good deal. If you get their credit card and use it at their pumps with their app, not only do you get a smoking hot, you know, introductory deal, but it brings the price right down in line with the major stores, and I can go to any Amoco or any BP. So I'm like, okay, I'll just do that. So I signed up for it, and I got, you know, the card's on its way, but I don't have it yet. So I go pulling up to the pumps and today, and I'm using the app, and it says, you know, you need a payment method. So I put one card in there, and won't accept it. So I put another card in there. That one it accepts. But then it says, all of a sudden I get texted, fraud prevention. And I approve it. And it declines it again. And the next thing you know, it locks my card. And I never could buy the gas. And I just had to end up, you know, just flat out, you know, buying it, not getting a discount. But just it was frustrating. It went round and round.
What you got to download is that Upside app. And with the Upside app, if you're in your, you know, wherever you're at, you say, find me gas, and you can say, you know, you get like 20 cents back, you know, per gallon on whatever gas station you're at if they're a participating member. I got it. I just got 20 cents back. I mean, gas was $3.45, but it's my fleet card, so I got 20 cents back on 12 gallons. What is that, $2.40?
Sorry, it was my turn at the window.
Oh, I knew that. As soon as he didn't come back, I'm like, nope, he's getting his order ready. I'm having Panda Express tonight.
Yeah, I went there once, and I just didn't order anything I liked, and I haven't been back since. I want to give it another try.
Well, I like the orange chicken, and I like broccoli beef, so those are my two main go-tos. Sometimes when they have the sweet and sour chicken, I'll get that. You know, but that's about it. Besides that, I like my Chinese buffet.
I haven't done a Chinese buffet in a long time. Last one I did was probably that one that used to be at 23 in Gratiot. You remember that one?
Yes, I do, quite fondly. The best one I've been to is there's one off of Center Road in the Flint Burton area, and the other one is off of Middle Belt Road in the 994 Service Drive over by the airport. Both reasonably priced, and their food's pretty good. But the one in Flint, that big one there. You get Mongolian, you get Thai, you get sushi. It all looks really good.
Hold on, I'm up to the window. Oh man, sometimes I think the way they run things is a cluster.
Oh, I 100% agree with you on that one. That was a long time to get through the line.
You go to the window, but you never get your food at the window, you know, at Culver's. And it's, you know, it's like, okay, you know, pull forward into that spot. She specifically tells me go to that spot on the right, right there. Okay, I go do it. Then she, you know, then she comes up. Can I have you pull up to that spot on the left way up there? You know, it's like, okay, well, you just told me to go to this. Well, okay, fine. I got no problem with that. And it's like, and then finally they brought this stuff out. But I was just, it's always a cluster in their drive-thru.
Yeah, is that the one by Oakland?
Oh, 12 mile. So I don't know. Is there one up by Oakland? This at 14 mile. This one's down at 12 mile.
Oh, you're right. I'm wrong. I thought it was at 14, but it's like 12 mile right there by Lowe's.
Yep, it's in the. It's in the Home Depot parking lot. Yeah, right there by Lowe's, in front of Home Depot, right off the freeway. But anywho, I mean, it's always good. They always get my food right. I mean, at least they don't have that problem.
Yeah, that's one thing about Culver's. I've never had a bad experience or a wrong order. It's always right on the money. So, and it's good food, too. I like Culver's. Culver's is my number one.
Roger. Yeah, it's my wife really likes the burgers there. And I don't do burgers all that often, but they got other things. They have less than they used to. A pot roast, which I get occasionally. And then they got the cod dinner, which you can get. I think they had perch for a little while. Then they got the cod sandwich and that. But I tend to try to, I go off the ranch. The salads aren't bad. I've had one. It wasn't terrible. I don't get any of the ice cream. I can't. But probably should say I shouldn't. But I don't. But yeah, wife likes the cheese curds and the hamburgers, so that's where I go.
Oh, cheese curds, but that with gravy and french fries, get a nice thing of poutine going there.
Do they actually have gravy? I know they have french fries, obviously. But of course, if you're going to do a poutine, you know, you wouldn't have the fried cheese curds. You'd have just cheese curds with the french fries and the gravy, right? So that would be a little different. So it would be a take on poutine.
Yeah, it'll be a take. And, yeah, I don't know any place around here that can do it the right way. Ooh, that's a bright sun.
Yeah, I think I had poutine once. But I don't remember anything about it. I know it's very much loved by many, but I'm kind of like, it's okay, you know. It's like nachos. A lot of people just absolutely love nachos. I'm like, it's okay. Don't get me wrong, I'll have them occasionally, but not really a fanatic for them. Poutine the same way. It's like I had it. Yeah, it's pretty good. Maybe I haven't had really good poutine. Maybe that's my problem. I'm just making my final approach here, so I'll be able to listen out.
Yeah, poutine ranks right up there with pasties for me. Poutine is because,
do love me those, that's for sure. You ever had Barb's? They're as good as it gets down here. It's in Clawson, 14 mile, I think it's Main Street, which is, I think, is that, not Crooks, not Rochester. Would that be Livernois? I don't know, whatever Main is, and south of 14, right there downtown Clawson, Barb's Pizza and Pasties, and they're like I said, I'm always very happy with those. I've had them other places, and I'm like, not so much. All right, I'm here in the drive with the Vittles. I'm going to get inside. After yours, W8FU.
Now you'll have me on a quest next week to find that one in Clawson. Got to get me another pasty. All right, have a good one. I'll be in and out most of the night, probably. 73, it's not crazy in Memphis.
W8FU, AB8 Pier. This is KFAE.